Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the CDA meeting. Olivia, can you read the script, please?
Welcome. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Committee members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. City staff, please activate your video when you are speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you are asked a question. Public members, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair. Please do not use your video. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Olivia, can you do a roll call of commissioners, please?
Commissioner Claude Gilmore.
Present.
Gilmore, present. Commissioner Dwayne Gray.
Present.
Gray, present.
Thank
Commissioner
you.
Greg Reed.
Present.
Reed, present. Commissioner Madeline O'Connor.
Present.
O'Connor, present. Commissioner Mary Strickland.
Present.
Strickland present. Aldor Isidore Knox. Knox not absent. And Alder Tag Evers.
Here.
Evers present. Chair, a quorum is present.
Thank you very much. Can I have a motion and a second for the approval of our minutes from our November 19th meeting?
I move to approve.
Commissioner Gray second.
It's been moved and seconded that the minutes from our November 19th meeting be approved, and we'll consider this a unanimous vote unless there are any objection. Hearing none, motion approved. Matt, are there any public comment?
There's no public comment.
No public comment. Are there any communications, Matt?
Just a reminder that if you've not already received notice, it's that time of year to do your filling out the city form about conflicts of interests and investments and things like that. I cannot remember the name of the email right now, but if you've not gotten it, it should be coming out shortly. So you need to fill that out. Another reminder will come in January if you've not filled it out.
I don't think I've received it yet.
We got on the staff side, so I don't know, but it's coming soon. So I'm just
Yeah,
proactively.
I got it and filled it out. So it should have gone to most CDA members.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. And if you haven't gotten it, the reminders will be coming.
Okay. I just have to go back and look at it. It comes from the city, right?
Correct.
All right. Let's see if I can go back and find
It's
that.
actually a statement of interest form, and I actually received mine as well.
Okay, I have
Yes.
to go look it up. I got many to follow up on. I was out of town. Okay, are there any disclosures or recusals? Hearing none, we have four items on consent agenda. I'd like a motion and approval for the consent agenda.
I move to approve.
Commissioner
Is there a
Gray.
second? It's been moved and seconded.
It's Mary, I second it.
You second it also. Is it been moved and seconded that the consent agenda items be approved, and we'll consider this a unanimous vote unless there are any objection. Hearing none, motion approved. We have a discussion item of for a CDA resolution 4695. Matt, you want to
Yep,
comment?
so yep, discussion item. Item 4695 is it's the extension, it's a short-term extension of our loan for our Allied Drive property, Revival Ridge with Johnson Bank. So this property's hit the end of its tax credit compliance period. So our tax credit investor NEF is exiting right now from the property. We eventually will move the property from the LLC ownership to MRCDC. But we're just doing this in two steps. So first it would be take out the investor and we're going to extend the loan into 2026 with the idea that we're getting pricing right now to do some renovations at the property. So in 2026, we would move the property from the LLC to MRCDC. MRCDC would take out a new loan to refinance the $600,000 of debt we have, and then finance, probably some siding projects and other things that have to happen on the property since it is 15 years old. So this is just getting us time to fully price out what it's going to cost to reside the buildings. And by doing it this now, even though it's still an LLC, it'll allow us to switch from being on the tax rolls to just paying a pilot, because the CDA will be the sole managing member of the LLC. So we'll start to see some of the financial advantages of the end of the tax credit period starting right away in 2026.
This for several properties or one property?
It's one property. Revival Ridge is one property, but it's made up of three different buildings that are adjacent to each other.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments from commissioners on this? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Commissioner
Yes.
Graves.
Well, Commissioner Gray, go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman Gilmore. So Matt, so right now the LLC Limited Liability Corporation that's kind of running it now, will there be a transitionary period for someone to come in from CDA or from MRCDC to kind of see where they at with that property in terms of continuity of care and services, or how would this transition work?
Sure. So when in 2026 we transfer ownership from the LLC to MRCDC, as part of that, we'll bring you a package to basically allow you to adopt all of the leases and the property management contracts and everything that comes with it. Lutheran Social Services would stay on as the property manager day to day. If you want to. So that would be the idea, is that it would be very, everything would kind of stay the same from the tenant perspective, except for where they write the rent check won't be Allied Drive Redevelopment LLC. It would be to MRCDC, but day to day, nothing would change unless you choose to change it in the future. So for the short term, everything is very seamless.
Okay, thank you.
This is Mary. Just a comment that hopefully in 6 months we can take advantage of the lower interest rates after the lowering yesterday.
Yep, absolutely. So once we have that final total dollar of what we think it's going to cost, then we'd go to Johnson Bank in the city and get updated pricing sometime mid-year or earlier if we get good pricing on the siding.
Are there any other comments from commissioners? Hearing none, is there a motion for approval?
I move approval.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded that CDA resolution number 4695 be approved, and that we'll consider this a unanimous vote unless there are any objection. Hearing none, motion approved. Report on housing authority operations.
Hey, good evening, everyone. I'm gonna share my screen here. And presentation is very similar to what you all have seen in the past. We're starting this month with the voucher utilization report. A lot of good things to report here. I think you can see. Let me zoom in here to make this a little easier. As we've talked about in the past, I think the best metric for how the voucher utilization, how to measure performance in the voucher program is really if we're able to utilize all the funds that we get from HUD. And so you can see how this has trended out throughout the year, starting at 97% utilization, and now we're at 100. So we're using more or less 100% of the money that HUD gives us for vouchers. We're spending it all. We've also increased our occupancy for the PBV program steadily throughout the year, starting out at 64%. We're now at 82% occupied. And so I think staff have done a pretty good job of making sure that this program, we're using all the money HUD gets us. And as we sort of talked about in our strategy session, This is important because it will HUD would lose the money that we spend, right? That's how their formula works. And so this should put us in a nice position, to at least maximize whatever we get out of the appropriation for next year. The other item to highlight is the, pull this up, public housing occupancy. Here we have had slight decreases in occupancy at some of our sites. A number of families, I think we talked about this at the last board meeting. There's a combination of things going on, a number of people that have left, sort of unplanned. That's how generally people leave our units. And so a number of people have left, leaving us with units to turn over as part of our general turnover process, particularly for some of our larger family units. We try to do a rehab at the same time to keep the units marketable. So some of those units are now going to be taken offline so that we're able to really invest in those units. At the Triangle, there has been a slight decrease, and this is a combination of both. We're in the middle of repositioning the Triangle, and all those families will be relocated to the new building once it's completed. And so there's been a little less emphasis put on turning some of those units so that people can focus on just general maintenance of the site and addressing tenant concerns. And then finally, we have some small decreases in utilization at Parkside and Caribous. These are related to just, again, trying to market the units a little bit better and bring in more families to look at those units.
Quick question on your the goal from the HUD that says your percentage is that a 98%, is that for the whole year?
The overall goal for HUD for 98% is for the voucher program, which we have exceeded, and yeah, that's for the whole year. And they don't. Yes. So for both of these programs, I think we're within a range where HUD wouldn't consider it an issue. And I would say for the public housing in particular, where the units are offline for 60 days or less, we continue to receive subsidy for HUD for those units.
Okay. So we're doing reasonably well, considering.
Yes. And for voucher program, I would say we're doing very well at 100%.
Questions in addition to report, Chair?
I would just note, and I see Commissioner Gray has his hand up, but just quickly, that we did sort of talked about this presenting a bigger picture of evictions and maybe past due rents in the next meeting. And so we're preparing a presentation for that.
That we'll do that in January. Okay. Go ahead, Commissioner Gray.
Thank you, Chairman Gilmore. Hey, Chad, as I was looking at the AMP West, so can you give any kind of explanation as to those numbers? It looks like the vacancies, vacant units have kind of gradually increased, and it looks like they're at 22 vacant units now. Is there any reasoning behind that, or do you have an idea of why that's taking place?
No, I think you'll see it just goes from 18 to 22. I think it's just part of the cycle of the program, right? There's families will leave, and we're not able, what this is basically saying, right, is that at some point over the course of October, an additional four families left the program. They weren't, planned by CDA to have four families leave. It's just sort of they just decided to move on to someplace else, and so it's something that we have from month to month. We're just now working through the process of turning those units and preparing them for new families to move in.
Okay.
Other comments from commissioners on the report?
Yeah, this is Mary. Chad, I have a question. Are we, we were trying to ask, I know in previous meetings, for updates on the administration and funding changes. Are we anticipating any changes in funding given the budgets and the current administration?
We're paying close attention to that. I think as soon as there is like some sort of legislation that would tell us one way or another what the appropriation for 2026 would look like, we'll let you know, right? Like the budget that the president had proposed. I think you may all recall like it sort of proposed a more or less a block grant for all of the programs, which I think neither the House or the Senate accepted. And so I think right now we're just waiting for some sort of initial bills to come out that we would be able to peg our programs to, and we can report back. But so far, I don't think there's anything. If there's a continuing resolution for the full year, in some ways, that's an improvement from the president's budget that was a cut for these programs.
Okay, if you could just kind of keep us updated at every meeting on this, because this is a very variable dynamic that's changing all the time. Thank you.
Appreciate it. And then, Chad, as part of our strategic discussion, we talked about things you'll be highlighting. So next year, we'll start off with that, but you'll keep us informed. Okay, well, thank you. Were there any other items, Matt, that we needed to discuss as we're getting to the last month of the year? I mean, we're in the last month of the year.
No, I just wanted to confirm, we got an actual vote on the consent agenda, correct?
Yes,
That
we
was
did.
okay. It just happened so fast. I just want to make sure that we had a valid vote. So thank you. No, that's all we have to cover.
Okay. Well, at this time, I think, this is the last month of the year, correct? And we'll be preparing for January for a meeting. And I want to wish everyone a wonderful holiday with your family and gatherings, and thank the staff this year for all the work they've been doing.
Thank you.
Is there a motion for adjournment?
I'll move to
I move to
adjourn.
adjourn.
There a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Well, thank you all very much, and have a wonderful evening and holiday.
Yeah,
Happy
happy holidays,
holidays.
everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Happy holidays.